The word on the street is that the food at Martha Stewart's prison is terrible. Now, sure, that review is from a reporter who interviewed an attorney who spoke with an incarcerated client who claims that she dines with Martha Stewart. "We're not talking about a tea party," the attorney told the reporter. "We're talking about a big cafeteria setting with the terrible food." The terrible food. Take that hearsay telephone talk for what it's worth, but I suspect that the review's right on the money. And it's the law that supports such a conclusion. The United States has a rich history of serving to its prisoners food that wouldn't merit even one tiny point of a Michelin star, and the prisoners have a rich history of complaining about it. Go back nearly 200 years ago to Pennsylvania. Punishments for certain crimes back then included meals of coarse food, which, based on my childhood, must be some kind of code for ring bologna, and, just like your mother warned, bread and water. Even so, it took well over 100 years of stomach-twisting before the incarcerated were able to convince courts that there's a link between bad food and the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Coincidentally, one of the first decisions was a bread-and-water food deprivation case. There, the court decided that such a nutritionally inadequate diet would serve only to break a man's spirit and therefore proved cruel and unusual. But don't let that holding fool you. In later years, it's become clear that the Constitution does not require that inmates dine finely. The law, in fact, requires far less than would your average county health inspector. The food should be reasonably adequate, and if it occasionally contains foreign objects or sometimes is served cold, the eats are unpleasant but not unconstitutional. As courts constantly write, prisoners must receive food that is adequate to maintain health. It need not be tasty or aesthetically pleasing. As a gut-wrenching example, there's gruel. Gruel was sort of like a meatloaf, made with ingredients including oleo and syrup, cut into squares, and served to inmates in confinement. In a classic line, the Supreme Court wrote that a diet of gruel might be tolerable for a few days. Gruel spawned prison creations like Nutriloaf. Taken from a Washington court's recipe file, Nutriloaf is a meatloaf-like food substance consisting of milk, potatoes, tomato juice, cabbage, salad oil, flour, celery, raw eggs, beans, salt, carrots, and ground beef. These ingredients are combined and then baked. Prison guards love Nutriloaf as a behavior modification device. Prisoners hated it as an any time of day offering. The courts, following the Constitution and not their culinary senses, sided with the guards. To punish a misbehaving inmate with nutritionally adequate Nutriloaf is A-OK. My bet is that the terrible food inside Martha Stewart's prison is not gruel or Nutriloaf. Even so, this year, she can't take the holiday dinner advice offered others on her website. It's time to eat, there's no rush, and there's no place you'd rather be. I'm Amy Guida.